free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, March the 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look today at, dirty dealings that were going on with insider trading. It's kind of interesting, you know, this Stock Act and it's an acronym. We'll tell you what that stands for. Like I said yesterday, they need a FEAR Act. That's really what this is. Fast emergency action required, or regulations or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. I could help them with that, but... yeah, that's what this basically is. Gin up fear, and then we get Patriot Act 2. Although they did Patriot Act 2 secretly, and nobody paid any attention to it. They had rolled in, baked in, all of this, you know, executive orders on the part of states. They had written the regulations just a couple of months before they pulled off 9/11. And then after 9/11, they sent the agenda around to all these different states and said, you need to act this, do this, do this, do this. You know, mandatory quarantine by public health officials, forced vaccinations, and so forth. And you had 33 states pass over 40 different laws. And it just sat there for 20 years. And now that you object to this, oh, this has been here for 20 years. Why didn't you say something about this before? As I said, well, now you've got the California governor doing an entire lockdown of the state of California. And we're going to talk about, there's more details coming out from the Stanford professor before he did this, debunking the myths, the models, and the assumptions behind this panic. It is absolutely unwarranted, folks. He points out the irony of all this is that even though individual, you know, distancing and staying out of crowds and so forth makes sense, the public shutting down of everything and the spreading of fear is very counterproductive. We can die because we run out of food because we shut down our infrastructure. We could die because we create Venezuelan-like situations by executive order, President Trump. We've turned over the control of our society to these health experts who have not issued the executive orders out of the federal government. They just used this to panic everybody, and so has President Trump. It's a whole nonsense about, well, we can't have more than 500 people. No more than 50. No more than 10. And they keep putting this out, and then you have the people like Gavin Newsom pick up on it, just like President Trump said about the red flag gun laws. We got to take the guns and do the due process later. Well, Democrats are eager to do that, weren't they? And we have seen this coming, haven't we? Look at all the measures in all the Democrat states to try to gin up fear, unwarranted fear about measles. It is not that dangerous a disease. All of us my age and older have had it. Many even younger than me have had it. It is not a dangerous disease, but they wanted to make it a dangerous disease, try to force people to get mandatory vaccines without any informed consent, without any objections, religious or medical or anything. Should have seen this coming. Should have seen it coming when we had Obama give these people like Fauci and Francis Collins and people at the CDC the power by executive order. He gave them the power that they could do these orders. Now, they haven't done that. They've been very sly about the way they've done this. They have been the grimer worm tongue of President Thordon. Got my mythologies mixed up here. That's really what's going on. Somebody needs to do an exorcism on President Trump. You know, where's Gandalf? We need him to come in and say, wake up, you're under a trance from Fauci. Stop this. There's no reality here. So we're going to give you a reality check on this. We're going to take a look at the dirty senators. We're going to take a look at the dictatorial governors. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
The noose is tightening incrementally. America is being put into hardcore martial law. The globalists have already economically closed the noose around our neck. And they're now saying it's not going to be 2 weeks or a month or 3 months, but 18 months, bringing us into the greatest depression the planet's ever seen. China says everything's fine now and they're back to business. They launched their hysteria. They triggered the insanity. America took the bait, and now we're going down. Unless humanity awakens and understands the virus is man-made and understands that these restrictions overall are not being used to protect us from the virus, but are being used to set the precedent for a giant controlled system and permanent martial law that will be used to overthrow Trump and bring in pure globalist tyranny. This is the battle for the Republic. Public happening now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, March 20th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the pandemic. We're going to take a look at the dirty dealings of the senators. How is that allowed? Well, you know, it's supposedly been stopped. We'll see about that. They pulled back a lot of those regulations after everybody stopped looking at it. But if we go back and look at the Stock Act, it was put in because CBS 60 Minutes did a report on the insider trading of Nancy Pelosi. They even called it the Pelosi Act. But then she changed it to the Stock Act a few months later after everybody was looking elsewhere. You know, the news cycle had moved on. They gutted it. So I don't know if they really violated any regulations or not, but we will be taking a look at that. We'll also take a look at how this pandemic is objectively a lie, folks. I will give you the math. I'll give you the statistics. And just as I pointed out yesterday, some of it, we've got even more evidence today that this is a deliberate lie. This is about as true as the P dossier that was invented to take down President Trump. Many of the same reasons that they're doing this. But let's take a look first at some of the insanity. We have martial law, essentially, in France, as Paul Joseph Watson points out. Every time you leave the house, you're forced to fill out a form. Your identity papers, please. Right? As a matter of fact, before I came to work here at InfoWars, there was a contest, and I did a video going back to clips from The Great Escape. How do we escape this kind of oppression, right? How do we escape when they turn the entire planet into a prison? And, you know, the clips that we've all seen of occupied France where the Nazis are going around stopping people on the streets asking for their identity papers. Yeah, it's coming back. It's already back, actually. You have to fill out a form explaining and giving a reason why you are outside and present it to the Stasi. I'm sorry, the French police, the gendarmes now. Big, important distinction, okay? Travel to workplace is only if you can prove they don't have the capacity to work from home. Prove you can't work from home. Other reasons could be things like, well, I have to purchase essential necessities at an authorized establishment. That would be one of the big corporations because, you know, the little guys, the mom and pop grocery stores, retail stores, they'll be shut down. You go to a big box retailer. That's an authorized establishment. What do you talk about? A corporate takeover. Where are the Democrats on all this stuff? Oh, they're whining and crying on television. We need martial law. Yeah. This can be proven, can it? I don't know how you prove that. Or you're visiting family for, quote, compelling reasons. Yeah, they're the ones who are compelling. Assisting vulnerable people or traveling for medical reasons. Well, all of that would be allowed, presumably. You know, they just need to catch up to the plans that are being rolled out here in the United States, as I pointed out. You know, just get that little wristband. High-tech tyranny. We need to apply the technocracy. See, the problem with France is they're still operating with paperwork rules like the Nazis. They need to roll in the technocracy like we do here. You know, you just you have the military police there at the roadblock. They swab your nose, do an instant test, and then give you that green wristband Good for travel for one day. See? And then we got your DNA forever. 100,000 extra police have been deployed to patrol the streets and enforce the lockdown in France and Spain. As a matter of fact, we got a clip, B-roll of this. Roll video clip number 4. We showed you this the other day. We got a drone. This is actually from the BBC talking about what's going on in Spain. Go ahead and roll that clip. They engage people with conversation in the park with the drone, and then after a while, you get the Spanish police on there. And por favor, you got the reason for getting out here? go home, or we're going to arrest you. So anyway, that's what's happening now in Europe. But of course, in Sweden, they've announced restrictions on travel, but not for asylum seekers, reports Europe.Infowars.com. They are exempt from border patrols. See, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We got to stop the coronavirus, but we're going to let the immigrants coming in from the third world, we're going to let them come in. They can apply for asylum and so forth. You, however, will not be allowed to make any unnecessary trips, but the right to asylum, quote unquote, is not affected by the decision, says the statement. So, you know, we have, I guess, you know, you could call it, is it schizophrenia? You know, when you keep doing bipolar? What is the psychological condition that we're suffering from right now? It is a schizophrenia of the public to be able to double-think, really. It's Orwellian double-think. You've got to be able to hold two contradictory ideas in your mind simultaneously, as Orwell pointed out. The political class, on the other hand, is very well aware of being able to gaslight you with the help of the mainstream media. Just panic, nonstop on every station that you look at. And here's a good example of doublethink here in the United States. We have ICE saying it's going to hold off on any arrests because they're afraid that their officers and agents, but of course also the general public, might get infected. 152 deaths, so we've got to shut everything down in a country of 330 million. I wonder how many other causes of death in this period of time. We're talking about over a month. How many other causes of death have killed more than 150 people? And we haven't shut the country down. See, when we accept this, when we accept that this is a medical emergency and that all of us are patients and we must follow the doctor's orders, you know, the Fauci, or if 150 people die of fill in the blank, that allows the government to shut down not only that activity, you know, they're going to shut down cars using the same idea. They're going to take all the guns using the same idea. They're going to take all of your freedoms using the same idea, because I guarantee you that in a country of 330 million people, there are many, many different things that have killed 150 people in the last month. Besides coronavirus. But in the UK, all weddings, by order of the Church of England, all weddings will now be limited to just 2 guests. Just 2 guests. And in Italy, there's no funerals, right? Remember the movie Four Weddings and a Funeral? Well, now there's going to be 2 wedding guests and no funerals. You show up. Who gives this woman to this man? I'm sorry, he couldn't come. Today, two guests, one for the bride, one for the groom. That's it. So that's by order of the Church of England, a state church, by the way. It's one of the reasons why we have the First Amendment. We didn't want an established state church, a statist church. American Airlines is grounding 55,000 flights in April, is parking 450 planes, half of its fleet. Delta, United, other airlines are sending their largest planes to the desert. They have a pretty frequently used area in Arizona. It's called the Pinal Air Park. It's being best known for being an aircraft boneyard where you take your planes and store them to be scrapped for parts. That, by the way, is probably a good metaphor for what Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats and the bureaucrats are doing to this country right now. They are putting us in the boneyard. the entire economy, not just the planes, the entire economy is being put into the boneyard to be harvested for scraps. You know who's going to wind up owning those scraps? The government and its crony corporations. They will wind up controlling everything that you do and owning all private property. I mean, you've even got Democrats screaming for nationalization, de Blasio and others, these Marxists. And so now they're taking their big airplanes to the desert and leaving them. Because, you know, you don't need airplanes. You don't need an economy. You don't need to have any supplies or any manufacturing done. We're just all going to starve by executive order. That's what these idiots are trying to do to you. You had enough? I've had enough. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack, and President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at Infowars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself, and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all. It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now, Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, you're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law, about a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt. France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, the list goes on and on. They've all declared martial law and said that if you leave your house without authorization, you'll be put in jail for up to 6 months. But they've been releasing by the tens of thousands per country the hardened criminals, the rapists and murderers and car thieves and home invaders. And it's the same thing in Democrat-run cesspit blue cities here as well. Tens of thousands released. And now Governor Newsom says he may declare martial law and has already ordered 40 million people in California to stay in their houses or 6 months in jail. But publicly stated, illegal aliens, Islamic invaders, so-called migrants, and of course the homeless are all exempt. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Welcome to slavery. They think they own you and now they're about to show you. Last Sunday, InfoWars exclusively reported from White House sources that Trump was considering an interstate travel ban inside the United States, a form of martial law that's never been implemented in our history. Some folks said when it didn't come true that we'd made it up. What we said was he was considering it. And days later, it came out in mainstream news that indeed that was happening. Well, now we're getting intel that Trump's looking at declaring a national emergency this Sunday and doing just that, but he isn't sure if it's the right move. And boom, Governor Newsom comes out, says 40 million people can't leave their houses. That's martial law. And says he may officially declare martial law. The globalists, the leftists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, they're all setting the bar for massive martial law, or Trump hasn't done his job, and they'll blame every death on Trump. This is an extremely dangerous time. We're covering it live on the radio right now.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Everybody knows it's the end of the world, don't they? Haven't you gotten the message? If you haven't gotten the message, you haven't turned on your television set or looked at the internet lately, because everybody's telling you it's the end of the world. So just lock yourself in a room and hold a pity party till it's over. There's no hope. This song by Skeeter Davis ought to be number one again. This is, anyway, yeah, the world has ended. It really has. They're going to end the world. That's what they want to do. They want to end the world as we know it. They want to reuse this, use this to remake society. We have, as people are asking, is this one of the headlines I have here? Is this the Spanish flu epidemic again of 100 years ago? Or is this the Great Depression again? It's like, well, no. It's neither of those, actually. It's not nearly as bad as the Spanish flu epidemic, and we're going to give you the numbers, and we're going to tell you, we're going to deconstruct the lies that have been told to the public. We're going to take a look at the facts, the figures, from people who do this for a living as well, epidemiologists. And then we're going to tell you, when we look at the unemployment figures, that, yeah, this is not as bad as the Spanish flu. So it's not the Spanish flu of 100 years ago. But this is worse than the stock market crash and the Great Depression unemployment figures of 90 years ago. And what it really is, folks, this really is the Cultural Revolution being done by authoritarian dictators who want to control every aspect of your life, like Mao did. That's why he had his great leap forward. And we've got a great leap that we're in the process of making right now. We're leaping off of the cliff into the abyss. I like this headline here from Yahoo. With low test rates, COVID-19 spreads in the shadows. It's everywhere. It's in the air. Game over, man. Game over. It's the end of the world. Because it's so infectious, roughly 2.5 times that of the common cold. Well, where do those stats come from? And we're told that it's doubling it. 2.3 times is really what they're talking about. Every person that gets it spreads it to two other people, a little bit more than two other people. And so look, this is going exponential and there's no stopping it. Yeah, there is, actually. All that model is based on lies, but it's all based on fears. It spreads in the shadows. Let me ask you a logical question here. it's not dangerous because of fatality rates, but it's dangerous because it spreads, right? Many of these infections are mild, but they're still contagious, so people go about their normal routine. Well, why do you care if people are able to go about their normal routine? And they don't even know that they've got it, even if it were spreading at this rate. Why is that an issue? When people got Ebola, they knew it. They knew it. Why didn't they push the panic button? These same federal bureaucrats, Fauci, Collins, no. They were tamping everything. Don't worry about Ebola. It's nothing to worry about. See, we'll just bring some more people in and, do some experiments. Oh, that guy got it in Dallas, we'll just send some officials in without any suit. So don't panic about that. They're asking for volunteers to get infected with COVID-19. They never asked for volunteers to get infected with Ebola. Why is that? Well, because you would die. You're not going to run a double-blind test on people with Ebola, but they could do that with COVID-19. Does that tell you something? Does it tell you something when they say, well, 80% of the people are going to have such mild symptoms, they probably won't even know they've got it? And yet, with this, 80% of the people, 80% of the people died with Ebola, but there was no panic. There was no martial law. There was no shutdown of entire states and countries over that. This stinks to the high heavens, folks. We got to be afraid because it spreads. You know, I had a listener send me a triage sheet, I guess you could say. This is a flow chart. When somebody comes to comes in and they're sick, you know, to determine whether or not they might have COVID-19, the medical experts. And so my wife and I, you know, we were sick, very sick, back in December. And so we started going down this thing, and it's like, whoa, I'm checking all these boxes here. A critical patient screen, a temperature greater than 100 degrees, yeah, check. Moderate severe shortness of breath, check. Audible wheeze, oh, it was very audible. We were astounded. Never had a wheeze like that before. Anyway, respiratory rate greater than 20 per minute. We didn't measure that, so I can't check that box. But we checked three of the four boxes, so it says, yes, well, likely needs admission. Send them to the intensive care unit. Kick the cancer patients out. Kick the heart patients out. Fill up the hospitals. We didn't go to the hospital. Then, no. Well, admission is possibly unlikely, but let's do a little bit more evaluation here. Has the patient reported or has current fever? Yes. Productive cough? Yes. And a non-productive cough? Yes. Mild shortness of breath? Yes. Upper respiratory illness symptoms? Yes. Yes, yes. Okay, all of that, yes. So now we go down to other high-risk factors. Made it to the next thing. Age over 60? Yes. Comorbid conditions like heart disease, high blood pressure, things like got all that. So, you know, basically checked all the boxes. Two of these, known neutropenia or low WBC count. I don't know what that is. So I can't check that box. Known exposure to a COVID-19 positive patient last day. No, didn't know they had that. Those are the only two boxes didn't check. But travel history, had traveled in the last 14 days and had talked for an hour to a guy who had just come back from China as we had an extended layover. So, you know, when I look at all of this stuff, anything can happen to anybody at any time. And we all have to understand that as we get older, as we get other conditions, that these things are going to pile up on us. That's why we all die. You know, that's the subtitle on Zero Hedge. Given a long enough timeline, you know, there is a chance, the chances for survival are zero. Zero Hedge. That basically describes where we are in life. We have a chance of getting out of this life. Unless, of course, as you're a Christian, you believe that, you know, there's always a possibility of Christ's return. We believe in that. But otherwise, you're not going to get out alive. It's a zero hedge situation. So when we look at this, we have, again, from the same epidemiologists at Stanford's Hoover Institute, who deconstructed the data in detail yesterday, and I loved his analogy, you know, talking about an elephant that gets panicked by a cat and jumps over the cliff. He is taking a look at the statistics yet again. He says, is this going to be the Spanish flu? Well, no, it seems more probable than not. The total number of cases worldwide will peak out at well under a million. Total number of deaths under 50,000 in the U.S., if the total death toll increases at about the same rate, the current 67 deaths, now this is a little bit old because now it's 150, should translate to about 500 deaths at the end. And we'll give you the basis for that coming up. Stay with us.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect. And some good things have come out of it. But now, we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. There's a critical article on newswars.com that links to press releases by the Swedish government that all air traffic into the country is shut down, except if you're an asylum-seeking plane funded by George Soros landing from the Middle East or North Africa, disgorging your payload. And it's the same all over Europe and blue cities in the United States, where criminals, illegal aliens, all sorts of foreign invaders and the homeless are all exempt from the martial law that they've already implemented. They just haven't publicly put that name on it yet, except for the California tyrant Newsom. He's come out and said he may declare it. And if he catches you outside your house, you're going to prison. Because if you're not a hardened criminal, you are not allied with him. If you're a good, hardworking American, he's here to show you he's your master and use this man-made virus to destroy your freedom forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, we have the epidemiologist at Stanford, Hoover Institute, who has been looking at these cases. He believes they've got it wrong. I'm going to give you details as to why he thinks that this is going to peak out at perhaps about 500 deaths in the U.S. Not 50 million worldwide, because he's got, when he looks at this, going back to the 1918 flu, it was about 50 million deaths worldwide, 675,000 Americans. He thinks this is going to be about 1,000 times less. Why? Well, he thinks they got the models wrong. He said the overwhelming consensus right now is based on reports that the rate of infection will continue to increase so that the most severe interventions are needed to control what is, under the worst of circumstances, will turn into a very high rate of death. So he goes, so here's the key assumptions with this model that everything is going to continue to increase. First of all, as I just gave you that headline, I said, this is spreading in the shadows. This is coming from Yahoo. Look at this. It's 2.5 times more contagious than the common cold. 2.5, each person's going to contaminate 2.3 people, right? That's the key assumption. Each person who's infected then infects slightly more than two others without end, without end. The infection rate's not going to end. The world is going to end. But the model does not specify the periodicity of the replication rate. It doesn't allow it to vary with any downward changes in either viral toxicity or human behavioral responses that would delay that interaction. So it's like, that's it. You know, everybody's getting this, and nothing is going to change with the virus. Nothing is going to change with the environment. It's not going to get warmer. And nobody's going to do anything to change their behavior. So it's just going to keep going forever. Nor does the model recognize that if the most vulnerable people are hit first, subsequent iterations will be slower because the remaining pool of individuals is not more resistant to infection. This is what he does for a living. He's an epidemiologist. He looks at how these things spread. He also debunks medical studies and medical models. And so this is his debunking. Finally, he says, the model explicitly ignores the possibility that the totals will decline as the weather gets warmer. Yes, that's why we call it a coronavirus. There's a whole family of viruses, colds and flus. And it's one of the reasons why we see with warm weather, with sunlight, like they're freaking out about the kids on the beaches during spring break. What you should be concerned about is sexually transmitted disease. That's, what's going on there. Not because they're out there because there's a coronavirus somewhere spreading in the shadows. No, actually being in the sunlight is good for them, but the other activities are not. And as I pointed out when I was talking about the different infectious diseases in New York, I forget what it came into, but it was like over 200,000 sexually transmitted diseases in New York. You want to worry about something, New Yorkers? Worry about that. In a viral post, coronavirus, why you must act now, he said, you see graph after graph indicating exponential expansion of cases over the last several days, and then claiming these infections will translate into similar numbers of deaths unless you take radical countermeasures by the government. And so he says, I believe the current dire models radically overestimate the ultimate death toll, and here's the three reasons. First, they underestimate the rate of adaptive responses, which should slow down the replication rate. Second, the models seem to assume that the vulnerability of infection, this is key, for the older population, those 70 and up, gives some clue as to the rate of spread over the general population. You understand that? You know, when you get this and it goes, sweeps through a nursing home where the people are already aged and in poor health, and it just goes through that nursing home, it's not going to act the same way with the general public. Common sense should tell us that. That's what I've been trying to point out for a long time. He says it will not happen. Third, the model rests on the tacit but questionable assumption that the strength of the virus will remain constant throughout this period, when in fact its potency should be expected to decline over time, in part because of temperature increases. The irony here is that even though self-help measures like avoiding crowded spaces make abundant sense, the massive public controls do not. In light of the available raw data, public officials have gone overboard. The word pandemic should not be used lightly. And of course it has. And this is one of the problems that I've had with this from the very beginning. The very fact that the World Health Organization and the CDC and these other health officials have used the word pandemic very lightly. We were told there was going to be a pandemic with the bird flu, H1N5, with SARS, with swine flu, with Ebola, with the Zika virus, and all these different things. None of that happened. They've cried wolf over and over again. And yet, even though they said it was going to be a pandemic, even though they cried wolf, they didn't take these kinds of drastic measures. Do you see something that stinks about that? It stinks to the high heavens. The fact that we've had, I don't know, how many pandemics have we had? You know, in the last 20 years since 9/11. And they've been holding annual drills for all the people that they are putting in charge of our lives, giving them the authority to the same people have the authority, these public health officials, quote unquote, the people in the white coats, the nurse ratchets, have the authority to diagnose the pandemic. And then they are the same ones who can shut everything down. They can mandate quarantines. They can mandate vaccines and so forth. Do you see a problem with that? Just from a political situation. We don't have any divided powers going on here, folks. There's no constitution. We have one group of white-coated bureaucrats who can not only declare a pandemic, but they can shut everything down based on their own declaration. There's not even a second group to sanity check these people. You would hope that it would be the president. You would hope that it would be the local governors and town officials, but that's not happening. They're just going on with these people's recommendations. And quite frankly, they were given the authority to do it, even if they can't gaslight the public and these elected officials. Anyway, he points out the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 really was a pandemic. Perhaps as many as a half a billion infections, about 50 million deaths, 675,000 of those were American. He says, by way of comparison, the toll from the flu in the U.S. since October has been 36 to 51 million infections and between 370,000 to 670,000 flu hospitalizations and about 22,000 flu deaths. That's the numbers that just came out. 22,000, not 675,000. A big difference. And then he says, and here's the key thing. Take a look at the states that have had the most number of cases and deaths. Now, Washington State, 676 reported cases, 42 deaths. That comes up to a mortality rate of 6.21%. That is alarming, isn't it? It would be if it were true. The problem is that that nursing facility in Kirkland, Washington, which only had 57 cases, was the source of 27 of the reported deaths, almost two-thirds of fatalities. Now, if you go down to the next three states based on the number of fatalities, New York, California, Massachusetts, at the time he put this together, that comes up to a mortality rate of 0.69 because that's in the general population. Again, that's gone up, but it is nowhere near epidemic or pandemic proportions. It's not beyond what we would expect from the flu. Every one of these deaths is a tragedy, but it's not beyond what would normally be expected. The reaction from the government is what is abnormal.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack, and President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at InfoWars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all. France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, the list goes on and on. They've all declared martial law and said that if you leave your house without authorization, you'll be put in jail for up to 6 months. But they've been releasing by the tens of thousands per country, the hardened criminals, the rapists and murderers and car thieves and home invaders. And it's the same thing in Democrat-run cesspit blue cities here as well. Tens of thousands released. And now Governor Newsom says he may declare martial law and has already ordered 40 million people in California to stay in their houses or 6 months in jail. But publicly stated, illegal aliens, Islamic invaders, so-called migrants, and of course the homeless are all exempt. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Welcome to slavery. They think they own you and now they're about to show you. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago. The ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high quality water filtration and they need high quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2 and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course our high quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and of course iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that real soon now, and who knows how long it's going to last. Will it go for another couple of months? This thing shows no signs of mitigating. As their models, to just point out, three flawed assumptions that this is going to continue to expand exponentially. No, it isn't. And for all the reasons that he pointed out, you're going to have people who are going to respond to the virus itself. When it gets into the general population, it is not going to be expanding as quickly as it does when it's in a nursing home environment like that. It's also going to begin to mitigate as temperatures go up, but we may be under martial law until then. The other aspect of this, and we saw that he didn't mention this because this is a little bit older article, but as I pointed out last week, at the end of the week, we had China finally put in their statistics saying, we're going to count now the mild cases that we knew about, but we didn't even tell you about those. Now, what does that do? It panics. It's used by the media to panic people, say, look at this. The number of cases in China jumped up. And then they come back and say, well, okay, you know, you read it, it's because of the change in the way that they count this. But it also has another important effect. It takes down the expected fatality rate because you've got a bigger denominator. It's one of the reasons why they held that back, because they want to panic everybody about that. Don't tell everybody that, you know, we've got a lot more people who have this. And yet they go exactly the opposite way as they suppress the number of estimated cases. And they don't talk about the number of estimated cases out there. Not for COVID-19. They do for the regular flu. So the CDC comes out and says, well, you know, we had 220,000 cases that we actually verified with tests, and we had 22,000 people who died. So that's a death rate, a verified death rate of 10%. But then they say, well, but the we estimate that there were a lot of people who had the flu that we didn't test or didn't know about, right? Same thing they're doing with this. They say, well, panic because it's spreading silently and you don't even know if you got it. You could be walking around, the walking dead metaphor here. Everybody gets it's going to die. It's in the air. It's everywhere. It's silently spreading. And we will inflate that number for the regular flu. And we'll say, well, I think we need to add another million cases in here. And if you add those million cases in there, that takes your fatality rate, your estimated fatality rate, down to 0.1%, not 10%. So it takes it down by a factor of 100 when you add 100 times more people in the denominator. But for COVID-19, they don't do that. They don't estimate any cases. So they compare the estimated fatality rate for regular flu to the verified fatality rate, which again, you know, it's because they're looking at people in nursing homes at the beginning of this and they panic everybody. They're not even comparing apples to apples. And then you have this from MSN. This is the other part of this. The fact that we've had pandemic after pandemic declared by these health officials, these global health officials or federal health officials, and they've never pushed the button for mandatory quarantines and shutdown of the entire world. So that should raise some suspicion. It should also raise some suspicion that they are continually using this for political gain against President. Well, you didn't act quickly enough. Well, now you've done too much or whatever, right? Keeps going. Either way. And so you have this article from MSN.com. The coronavirus outbreak, a cascade of warnings that were heard but unheeded. He waited too long. Look at this. It's out of control. President Trump is responsible even for what happened in China, right? Well, no, not actually. We have had a cascade of warnings. And let me tell you what the cascade of warnings really was. It wasn't a bunch of hyped up statistics that we couldn't trust. No, we've had warnings about biolabs working on gain of function. Having that get out like it did in Tulane at the National Primate Center, they're working. They brought in a bacteria that, if untreated, kills 40% of the people. It's got a much higher fatality rate than any of their projections for COVID-19. But they brought that bacteria in, the CDC did, as part of its select agents program, their biowarfare program. So they brought it in there, and they, you know, this is something that grows in the soil, but it's only found in a couple of areas of the world. It wasn't indigenous to the United States. So they bring it in, they're playing with it, and their biosafety level 3 lab, trying to give it gain of function. And somehow, it escaped the lab. It was found in some of the primates that were roaming around in 500 acres. Oh, how'd that happen? How'd that get out? That's supposed to be contained. Now we have the monkeys that are roaming around in the 500 acres contaminated with it. And remember, it gets in the soil and spreads. So then they bring in the officials, and then you have the people from the CDC. One of them gets infected, and they lie to everybody. They say, well, this person is investigating that kind of virus, all the bacteria, all the time. She probably got Burkholderia pseudomallei from one of her previous research expeditions. It wasn't this at all. Pay no attention. Move along. There's nothing to see here. Never given an explanation as to why that happened, but a lot of people started looking very closely at the history of these labs, biosafety labs, the fact that they'd shipped live anthrax in the regular mail. Then they started finding all kinds of procedural problems, escaped animals. They weren't selling them into the food market like they do in China. They just, oh, how'd that get there? I don't know. Where'd that go? Hey, where did all of our mice that we injected with the plague go? I don't know. How'd they get out? That type of stuff. It'd be funny if it wasn't so dangerous. We had a warning about all that. We shut it down for a short period of time, but Francis Collins, who's head of the NIH, said, no, I don't want to shut down that research on the coronavirus and bats from China. I don't want to shut that down at UNC Chapel Hill. So even though they were told to shut it down, he continued it. And a year after they were told to shut it down, they released a paper, at which point the medical community got very angry because it was a cascade of warnings that went unheeded. And then 2 years later, Francis Collins and the NIH got that ban on gain-of-function research removed in 2017. So there's one. Then we had a cascade of warnings about vaccine injuries and deaths. We saw a cascade of warnings when we saw gross exaggeration of the effects of childhood diseases like measles by the public health officials as they tried to panic the public and tried to come after anybody who didn't have a vaccine as a dangerous threat to society. We saw mandates because the public wasn't panicked enough. That should have been a warning to us all. We've had annual drills being conducted by the public health officials. And the bottom line of every one of those annual drills is that you need to be more draconian, you need to operate more quickly, and you need to green light our vaccines. We've had the world health officials creating pandemic after pandemic crying wolf, while the Obama officials gave for the first time these same reckless individuals who are running these gain of functions, biowarfare labs, the ability to declare a public health emergency and lock everything down. And then, of course, there's Bill Gates with his disease X. His, we got to destroy all the population. And these are just the health warnings. I mean, you've got all the surveillance state stuff that's out there as well. We've had a lot of warnings that haven't been heard. And so you have Politico coming after President Trump, again, trying to use this for political purposes, doing something that they've never done with any of these other ones. Before Trump's inauguration, he was given a warning that he could be facing the worst influenza pandemic since 1918. Was this kind of like the warning that he was given by Comey about the P dossier? That type of thing? Oh, President Trump, you know, you might be faced with a 1918 type pandemic that we declare. Just like we might declare that the Russians put you in office. And we've got like some, dirty dossier that we had cooked up in Britain as well. We might just cook up a pandemic in China. Who knows? And so they use this. They admit it. They come out front. They're doing damage control. Yeah, you know, we were talking about all this stuff well beforehand. But see, it's his fault because he should have known even before he was inaugurated that this was going to happen. They said that, folks, about the bird flu. They said it about SARS. They said it about every one of the, every time. Oh, this is going to be like the 1918 epidemic. Every time they do that. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to have more about this. We'll take a look at what's going on with the stock market right now. It's about level. It was expected to go up today. That's kind of a surprise. The futures had limited up. We'll talk about that coming back. But, folks, even though we have had to shut down storable food because they have panicked our food supply, that should really get you concerned. The same thing is about to happen with supplements. However, we still do have supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have our discounts. As a matter of fact, to help you to stock up at this time, we're not trying to profiteer off of this. We're not doing scalping. We've actually reduced the prices anywhere from 20 to 50% off supplements that are going to help you to maintain your health. The average discount is 40%. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. We'll be right back.
It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now, Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, you're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law. About a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they used a man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopia novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launched their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So as we have Politico using this again as a nonstop opportunity to attack President Trump, before Trump's inauguration, he was given a warning. He could be facing the worst influenza pandemic since 1918. And again, as I pointed out, they've run annual exercises so that they can drill it into all the people who work in the federal government health agencies, public health agencies, that they have to use draconian measures. They have to do it quickly. And they have to accelerate production of vaccines. It always ends the same. Everybody dies. The entire world dies. And they come back and say, you know what? You were afraid to shut everything down at the very beginning. It's your fault. You killed everybody. Game over, man. We're all dead. And yet, we see that maybe they did know something, right? Mike Adams at Natural News points out the CDC started hiring quarantine program managers last November to cover quarantine centers in California, New York, Washington, Texas, Illinois, Massachusetts, and more. Now, they've already got what they want in California. New York is ready to shut the whole place down. California just did that. Washington was where this all started. In Florida, you've had the governor there react. So far, Governor Abbott has not panicked. He has left this up to the local areas to panic. But, of course, when you look at this job listing here that Natural News has, Mike Adams got, a job listing at jobs.cdc.gov going back to last November, right after they finished with their last pandemic simulation. They're offering jobs that pay up to $93,077 a year. Oh, not too bad pay, right? A lot of people who have been, had their businesses closed, have lost their jobs. I guess they would like to be pandemic managers, right? Quarantine program. Public health advisor for the quarantine program. That's a job posting right there. Anywhere from $51,000 to $93,000 per year. Beginning hiring 11/15 of last year. And they want them to do things like assistant planning and implementing a program for preventing the importation of communicable diseases from abroad and the spread of these diseases domestically, to monitor disease trends, to consult with senior leaders, to provide technical assistance, consultation, gaslighting. Oh, I'm sorry, I added that. Guidance to national, state, and or local agencies and so forth. Yeah, they've been preparing for this quite some time. They didn't prepare the tests, but they've been preparing for this. But of course, you know, if these people who have been in these agencies for decades, in every administration, going back to Ronald Reagan, if they screw up and don't do their job right, it's President Trump's fault. See how that's being used? If they declare a pandemic, eight times, nine times, and nothing happens. And this time, President Trump is supposed to do something even before the pandemic is declared. As a matter of fact, we go back to January 14th, you look at the WHO. I talked yesterday about how the Ethiopian official, a politician, who is now head of the World Health Organization, was the one who was using those conflated numbers. He conflated the estimated fatality rate of flu, which has been inflated by estimations of people that they haven't tested that had the flu. They compared that to the actual tested number of cases for coronavirus 19, COVID-19, and the number of deaths for that, and said, see, we got 1.6% deaths over here. The other one, validated deaths, we had 10%, but when we inflate it, it comes with an estimate. The estimated fatality rate is 0.1%. So let's go with the estimated versus the real The estimated of regular flu versus the real of COVID-19. Going back to January 14th, that same WHO official was telling everybody, don't worry, it's not contagious. It's not contagious, but it's President Trump's fault when the WHO does it. President Trump made drastic moves even before the WHO declared it to be a pandemic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're told that even though you have Fauci, Francis Collins of the NIH, they've been there epidemic after epidemic. They can't get the tests correct. Completely lost it. They're being bailed out by private companies. But we have to shut the private sector down and put the people who are so arrogant that they think that they can control our lives, control the country from a central location. We have to put them in charge. Them and them only. You know, we have to turn to the same failed bureaucrats at the National Institutes of Health and the CDC. They're going to save us from this health epidemic. And the people at the Federal Reserve who created the world's biggest bubble, they're going to save us from the financial consequences of this. Yeah, we are doomed because of those two things. As Francis Boyle has pointed out, you know, we all these people say, well, you know, there are all these warnings that were unheeded by President Trump. You know, here's the warning that you need to listen to. And here's the other dog that didn't bark about all this stuff. That is the fact that you don't see anybody in the press complaining about the bioweapon situation. As a matter of fact, you see nothing but pushback from mainstream media. Got the stack right here. Talking about, this is not a bioweapon. This is not a bioweapon. Pay no attention to those crazy conspiracy theories. It came from bats. Still pushing that. The coronavirus is not a bioweapon created in a lab. Say scientists. Oh, science. There you go. They blinded you with science. Listen to this person because, you know, science. Don't pay any attention to any of their data. Don't question any of that. And we've got another article here from Study Finds. Coronavirus, COVID-19 was not produced in the lab, scientists conclude. I don't find there, and again, citing the same story, University of Edinburgh, looking at this. I don't find that to be convincing at all. We have NBC News correspondents. Coronavirus is a bat virus. Don't call it a China virus. Well, it's actually a China bat. That they brought in to University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to try to combine it with the coronavirus. And when they released their paper, when they continued that research, even though it had been banned, it had been given the green light by Francis Collins, the guy who is not getting any criticism whatsoever, from the people who believe that COVID-19 is the end of the world. They're not criticizing Francis Collins. There are people who are criticizing him at the time. What are you doing continuing on with this? There's absolutely no reason to combine bat DNA with coronavirus. You could create and did create a chimera. And if that chimera gets out, it could be very serious. People were furious about that. But, of course, he got that made legal again. That's why Francis Boyle talks about the fact that we have a $100 billion germ warfare industry. And he says it's a criminal enterprise because he's the guy who drafted the law that was enacted in 1972, the Biological Weapons Convention. He said, since September 11, 2001, we have spent somewhere in the area of $100 billion on offensive biological warfare. We've got 13,000 death scientists working in 400 labs across the United States, employed in making new strains of offensive killer germs that will be resistant to vaccines. When they talk about gain of function, they make them more easily spread and a higher fatality rate. And so when we look at all of this, he points out how American universities have had a long history of willingly permitting their research agenda, their researchers, their institutes, their laboratories to be co-opted, corrupted, perverted by the Pentagon, by the CIA, into death science. These include Wisconsin, North Carolina, Boston University, Harvard, MIT, Tulane. That's where the Burke Holderia pseudomallei got out of the biosafety level 3 lab into the soil and the primates and even the CDC investigator. University of Chicago and my own University of Illinois, as well as many, many others. This is what you should be concerned about. But, of course, when I look at this and I see how hard the media is pushing ludicrous narratives that this is not a bioweapon. This could never be a bioweapon. Don't ever touch this $100 billion industry. Yeah. That's everything right there. You got a $100 billion weaponized military-industrial complex. You've got big pharmaceutical companies. Don't you ever, ever talk about biowarfare? Don't you ever talk about the risks involved with these? Even if they put in a temporary shutdown of this, it will get removed. When you have a Biological Weapons Convention, they ignore that, just like Francis Collins decided that he would ignore the shutdown of dangerous research until he could get that law overturned under the Obama administration. Under the Obama administration. This is what you need to be paying attention to. Here is where your warning is. If it isn't this time, it's another time. And frankly, like I've said before, they may have bioengineered this. Let's just hope, and it looks like, from looking at this information, it looks like their bioengineering is not nearly as good as their social engineering. But you better be very afraid of what they're able to accomplish with this social engineering. Be very afraid of that. I mean, when I walk in to get coffee and I see Fox News playing, and they've got one person after the other, yes, for the public health, we just shut this down. It doesn't matter if it's some government official or if it's somebody with a band. Yeah, in my road crew for this concert tour, I've just had to fire 100 people, but it's for the public good, and I just have to put the public good ahead of everything else. That's what's being sold to everybody, and everybody's buying into it. Everybody is buying into it. Social media panic. Here's another thing you should be concerned about. Biohackers teaming up online to help develop a coronavirus solution. Oh, no problem with that, says The Guardian. Yeah, see, this is another one of the big threats that are out there. The fact is that as we got CRISPR-Cas9, that new technique that let you do gene splicing and so forth, alter the DNA, create chimera, it has greatly simplified the process. It has made it extremely cheap so that you can have, freelance biohackers. Now, these people could be terrorists or they could just be idiots like the people at the CDC. We don't know. I don't know if the CDC, if you want to call them terrorists or if you want to call them fools. But, the same thing could apply to freelance people who now have the power with CRISPR-Cas9 to do that type of thing in their garage. And oops, it got out, just like it got out of the biosafety level 3 lab Tulane. So here's where this is starting to head, though. And I had this on my desk yesterday to talk about. The escalating rhetoric between the U.S. and China. And we've got Republican senators who are now pushing that there has to be a payback on China when this is all over with. We're not done with them. Well, there are some healthy things that could come out of this. Realization that we don't want to have a supply chain that is focused in China. We don't want to be at their mercy for basic supplies that are being used for critical drugs. We don't want to have most of our drugs manufactured there. We don't want to have the raw materials to manufacture drugs on our own coming from China. There's a lot of things that we could fix that would be much better. And President Trump has been working on this, which is what I think is why they were able to get the Chinese to join with the military-industrial complex globalist in order to push this false flag around. But now it's really escalating because China is escalating the threats as well. And when you look at what is happening with the depression, and we're going to take a look at that when we come back, stock market and so forth. Now that China is threatening electronic strikes on the U.S. Navy, they are ramping up the rhetoric to blame us for what happened in China. And the responsible thing would be for both the U.S. and China to say, why don't we have a biowarfare convention to shut this down, this research down like we did before? Why don't we really honor that? Or do another one and say, this time we really mean it, you know? But instead, they're blaming each other, and the hawks on both sides are talking about escalating it into war. And that's what really should concern you, because it wasn't the New Deal that got us out of the Depression, it was war.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product, because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. The noose is tightening incrementally. America is being put into hardcore martial law. The globalists have already economically closed the noose around our neck, and they're now saying it's not going to be 2 weeks or a month or 3 months, but 18 months, bringing us into the greatest depression the planet's ever seen. China says everything's fine now, and they're back to business. They launched their hysteria. They triggered the insanity. America took the bait, and now we're going down. Unless humanity awakens and understands the virus is man-made and understands that these restrictions overall are not being used to protect us from the virus, but are being used to set the precedent for a giant controlled system and permanent martial law that will be used to overthrow Trump and bring in pure globalist tyranny. This is the battle for the Republic happening now. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack, and President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at InfoWars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health. like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself, and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
And as of today, tumbled down like it did the last couple of days this week. Yesterday, actually, it was up a little bit. It rose 188 points, as Barron's says. It's because stocks and investors needed a break. Hey, let's stop burning our cash in the barrel here for a while, and let's just take a break. And actually, I'm kind of surprised it's not doing better than it's doing today, because it went up 188 points yesterday. And right now, it's up 82 points. It's up 0.5%. It's been going between, you know, 0 and 0.5% up. But the futures, before the market had opened up, it was looking pretty optimistic. The futures at that point, before the market opened, S&P 500 futures were up about 3%. You had Dow Jones futures were up about 700 points. He had NASDAQ 100 futures had jumped nearly 5%, and they had hit the limit for going up, meaning that they had stopped trading because the futures on the upside for a change were looking really positive. But then after the market opened, nothing really happened. It's been hovering around zero, flatlining. And yesterday, you know, the 188 points that it went up is really not that much to celebrate about. When you look at the fact that the median U.S. stock is now down 50% from its highs just a couple of weeks ago. The world has lost $25 trillion worth of paper wealth. We're talking about paper wealth. In other words, you see your stock price go up, and unless you sell it and take the money out, that's a paper gain, paper wealth that you're counting on. But it got wiped out. $25 trillion worth of stock valuation have dropped in less than a month. Actually, it's really been about 2 weeks that this has happened. And to compare that to the Great Depression, for example, I talked about the comparison between unemployment and the fact that you had, before you started seeing the massive layoffs announced this week, with all the different automobile places saying that they're going to shut down. They did that after you had one politician after the other say, you're going to shut down your restaurant now, like the mayor here in Austin did. 11 o'clock, by noon, I want all the restaurants shut. That was on Monday, I think, or Tuesday. And so, you know, we've had that kind of greater depression by executive order happening all across the country. Now, if you're going to shut down hundreds of thousands of small businesses and jump up the unemployment with people who work in those businesses, then it's going to mean that they can't go out and buy a car. And so you had the automobile manufacturers shutting down left and right. You had GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler. It's no longer the big three, really, because Chrysler is owned by Fiat. But they shut down. You had Honda and Toyota, who have big domestic manufacturing plants here in the United States. They shut down their manufacturing. And so when we look at the unemployment, even over the weekend, before this type of stuff happened, before you started getting state after state, area after area, just shutting down everything and causing all of these businesses to and these employees to lose their jobs, before that happened, you already had 18% of the households say that they had either been fired or had their hours strictly cut. And Mnuchin is saying, well, it might get up 20%. You think? It's well beyond that now. Well beyond that now. And as I pointed out, unemployment, as the stock market crashed in 1929, It had had pretty low unemployment, about 3% in 1929 because it crashed at the end of the year. It took about 2 years for it to get up into the high levels, and the high levels were defined as being between about 16-17% to 20%. 1 year, it peaked up to 25%. I think we're beyond that now. We're beyond peak depression-level unemployment. And it's also important to look at the fact that all of the so-called reforms, all of the New Deal, central planning, and socialism of FDR did not get us out of that. We didn't get out of that until the war began. It started to come down a little bit, but it didn't really even come down until the U.S. got into the war. And don't think that the governments don't understand that. That's one of the reasons that we should be concerned about this escalating rhetoric going back and forth between the U.S. and China, blaming each other over this virus, over the response, saying it's a bioweapon and so forth. Probably is, but hey, they should shut down their bioweapon programs rather than starting to shoot at each other and us. Of course, they're not going to do the rational thing. But let's take a look at the stock market compared to 1929. In 1929, Black Friday, stocks dropped 11% in 1 day. Nobody had seen anything like that before. We had 13% drop on Monday. The following Monday after that, it dropped another 12%. And those two, 23% in 2 days, that just horrified everybody. And that caused the entire economy to start locking down. It wasn't done by fiat, by the politicians. No, it was just fear and expectations that began the economy to lock down after the market dropped 23% in 2 days. We're down 50% in a couple of weeks. And we've had a lot of days that have been 10% to 13% down. A lot, not just two, a lot of them. As a matter of fact, on the third day, it went down 11% on a Friday in 1929, down 12% on a Monday, and then it went up on Tuesday by 12%, but that wasn't enough. It was already baked into the psychology. What kind of things do you think they're baking into our psychology right now? Do you think we'll ever return to normal? The Wall Street Journal points out, the markets have entered a new phase where cash is all that matters. Talk about tumbling tumbleweeds. We have Boeing that tumbled down 18%. Citigroup lost nearly 10% in value. Look at the oil companies like ExxonMobil. They fell 10% and their stock is down by half so far this year. Again, it's surprising to me that ExxonMobil is not down more than the median price. When silver and gold are getting crushed, that's a panicked drawing of liquidity, said the founder of Research Affiliates. He said, you can't find toilet paper anywhere, and this is the capital markets equivalent of that. Interesting thing is that people have been pulling money even out of silver and gold. They put a bunch of money into cryptocurrencies yesterday. We had cryptocurrencies rise by $24 billion in 24 hours. Bitcoin jumped up by 16%. But before you get excited about that, Bank of America says recession is already here. Jobs will be lost. Wealth will be destroyed. That's kind of behind the curve, isn't it? 96% of small business owners are already feeling the impact. A survey of more than 1,500 small business owners conducted March 16th and 17th. That was before most of these political closings happen, and I call them political closings because they're not closings about health. This is politics. This is politics. The next stimulus deal is going to include a rapid injection of cash for small businesses, were promised by Mitch McConnell. We've had three different emergency programs from the Federal Reserve in just 2 days. The Senate did one. They said, well, we know that's not good enough. We've got another one coming soon. We'll see about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at what's going on with the Bill of Rights. That's doing even worse than the stock market.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago. The ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high quality water filtration and they need high quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2 and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course our high quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and of course iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. Last Sunday, InfoWars exclusively reported from White House sources that Trump was considering an interstate travel ban inside the United States, a form of martial law that's never been implemented in our history. Some folks said when it didn't come true that we'd made it up. What we said was he was considering it. And days later, it came out in mainstream news that indeed that was happening. Well, now we're getting intel that Trump's looking at declaring a national emergency this Sunday and doing just that, but he isn't sure if it's the right move. And boom, Governor Newsom comes out, says 40 million people can't leave their houses. That's martial law. And says he may officially declare martial law. The globalists, the leftists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, they're all setting the bar for massive martial law or Trump hasn't done his job and they'll blame every death on Trump. This is an extremely dangerous time. We're covering it live on the radio right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, let's talk about the Bill of Rights and how it's under attack right now. And of course, Twitter is saying if you tell the wrong coronavirus joke, we will ban you. Yeah, free speech. They find it offensive. If you tell a joke even, right? But what's more offensive than that? That's the headline from Breitbart. This was something that was put out yesterday by Twitter on their site. Description of treatments or protective measures which are not immediately harmful but are known to be ineffective and put out in the context of COVID-19. So when you look at this, I say, well, you know, we've got
for the longest time, we have seen that vaccines are not always immediately harmful. Sometimes they are. We've seen situations where kids have had immediate reactions. Samoa, other places, they had riots in China because they were giving vaccines and the kids immediately dropped over dead. But typically, you're not immediately harmed by that. It's a long-term effect. But we do know that they're ineffective because you have to take them over and over again. You have patient zeros who have been of measles who have been vaccinated multiple times. So it's not conveying any lasting immunity. If it's not conveying any lasting immunity, by the way, you can never have herd immunity. Herd immunity only happens if you have lasting immunity. So you can't have herd immunity with vaccines. But they're not going to include vaccines in that. Would they include talking about stem cells? Even though we've had articles, we've had, put it up. I expect that I'll get banned pretty soon from Twitter because I'm not going to shut up. Jack Dorsey is not going to control my speech. Nobody's going to control my speech. So if you've got a situation like I pointed out yesterday where a scientist and an American corporate Chinese scientist, Dr. Wu, and interestingly enough, Wuhan, tested stem cell treatment. Again, this is stem cell. It's not anything that is an ethical violation. It doesn't involve fetal stem cells obtained by abortion or Planned Parenthood marketing of body parts. No, nothing like that. It's umbilical cords, placenta. They're typically just thrown away. And they extract stem cells from that and use that for treatment. Of course, the FDA will ban anybody talking about stem cells. They'll ban you using even your own stem cells. Not just, placentas from the trash. Actually, they don't take them out of the trash. They get them before they put them in the trash. But you can't even use your own stem cells, says the FDA recently under the Trump administration. They've extended their power. They have no authority, but they've extended their power to do that. Punished people who talked about that. But this Chinese scientist said, look, I've treated 9 people. 100% of them got better. 100%. He said, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. Not only did they get better in just a couple of days, but it repaired the damage to their lungs that they had. Because we've seen that stem cells do that. But, of course, Kristen Camella here in the United States was shut down because she said, we've had 80% effectiveness with no harm done to thousands of people. You can't say that, says the FDA. You can't make any statements like that unless we say you can say that. And now Twitter is acting like the FDA. They're going to gag information about safe and effective treatments because, they want you to buy the big pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines. And then they will gag you from talking about the adverse effects of those same big pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines at the same time. I tell you, what is being done here in this country is beyond disgusting. We're going to take a look at how the FDA bureaucracy is killing us. But let's take a look at the Bill of Rights here because we've got Twitter out there saying, don't talk about coronavirus being affected by heat. Look. Everybody is talking about the fact that they expect that this is going to start to subside as the flu epidemics typically do during the summer because of heat. Oh, but don't tell anybody that. We got to panic everybody. It's not going to abate. It's going to continue multiplying by a factor of 2 every couple of days. So don't say anything about that. Don't say anything about using a hair dryer up your nose or getting in a sauna to use the heat to kill the coronavirus before summer, because it is a coronavirus. It is a coronavirus, just like swine flu, just like bird flu, just like SARS, just like MERS. They have that common thing, and it's also a common. We don't know if that's going to work with COVID-19, but, you can't tell anybody to do something even if it isn't harmful. And see, that's the difference here in America. You shut that down. As I pointed out, when it comes to stem cells, Japan said, illustrate that it's not harmful, and then, if you want to tell people to shoot a hair dryer up their nose or use stem cells, as long as it's not harming them, use their own stem cells. You can prove, you got a few years to prove that it's effective. If it's not effective, then we'll shut you down, because then it's fraudulent. But we're not going to shut you down if it's not harming anybody. Twitter says, no, we'll shut you down even if it's not harming anybody. And here's their list of what will get you shut down. Denial of established scientific facts. Wait a minute. We hear all the time that global warming is an established scientific fact. No, it isn't. It's an establishment science fact. put out by people who get research grants from the government. I don't believe global warming models, and I don't believe these epidemiological models. I've given you the skeptics who have pulled this apart on both of these cases. But, yeah, we're all going to die. So don't deny the establishment is what they're saying. Specific claims around COVID-19 information that tend to manipulate people into certain behavior. Oh, you mean like the CDC? Are you going to kick the CDC and the NIH and the WHO? You going to kick them off of Twitter, Jack? No, no. What he means is, and he specifically lists there, things like go out and patronize your local bar. That'll get you kicked off. But if you have the CDC and the NIH and the WHO say, shut down all of the small businesses, lock everybody in their houses, that won't get you shut down. Those people ought to be arrested, not shut down off of Twitter. Claims that specific groups or nationalities are more susceptible to COVID-19 and so forth. Which, by the way, are they going to shut down the Washington Post? Because I've got an article right here from the Washington Post saying the coronavirus is killing far more men than women. Yesterday they put this out. The same day that Twitter said, if you claim that specific groups are more susceptible to COVID-19, we're going to shut you down. So Twitter shut down the Washington Post. They've got an article saying men are dying far more than women. Shut them down. Shut them down. The Washington Post. Of course, they'll never shut down the Washington Post. Specific claims that incite people to action. See, no matter how much the government lies to you, don't talk about government lies, and don't talk about what you're going to do about the government that lies to you, because specific claims that incite people to action. Large-scale disorder. Oh, don't do that. We'll shut you down. Unspecified, unverified claims made by people impersonating a government or health official. Would that include Fauci and these people impersonating somebody who knows something about medicine and statistics instead of lying to you? People who did nothing about Ebola except tell you it's not, don't worry about it. But now they are telling you shut everything down because we've got yet another coronavirus, yet another. SARS, MERS, swine flu, bird flu, denial of global or local health authority recommendations. So that's the bottom line. You do what you're told and shut up about it and don't you talk about doing anything else. And of course, unless you're the Washington Post, then you can do whatever you want. So it's not just that part of free speech that's being denied to us in the wake of all this. We now have the other part of the, another part of the First Amendment, the free exercise of religion. Because now we have these same dictators in the public sphere that are going head to head with churches, and it's going to come to a head this weekend because you've only got a lot of churches who are saying, we trust God. We fear God. We look to God for our salvation, not the government. And the godvermint doesn't like that. And so the godvermint is telling them to stop gathering together. And you've got pastors all over the Bible Belt, Chattanooga, Tennessee, in Louisiana and so forth. And one pastor in Louisiana said, I had the police show up. And we had, you know, after they said, don't have any public gatherings of more than 10 people, you know, because that's what President Trump said. He didn't order it, but of course the Louisiana officials did, and they came by and they said, well, you got 300 people here at your weekly prayer meeting. You can't do that. You do that again, we're going to call out the National Guard. He contacted the National Guard. They said, we don't have any orders like that. They're bluffing. They're bluffing. He has about 1,100 people in his church.
It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now, Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, you're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law. About a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt. France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, the list goes on and on. They've all declared martial law and said that if you leave your house without authorization, you'll be put in jail for up to 6 months. But they've been releasing by the tens of thousands per country, the hardened criminals, the rapists and murderers and car thieves and home invaders. And it's the same thing in Democrat-run cesspit blue cities here as well. Tens of thousands released. And now Governor Newsom says he may declare martial law and has already ordered 40 million people in California to stay in their houses or 6 months in jail. But publicly stated, illegal aliens, Islamic invaders, so-called migrants, and of course the homeless are all exempt. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Welcome to slavery. They think they own you, and now they're about to show you. There's a critical article on newswars.com that links to press releases by the Swedish government that all air traffic into the country is shut down, except if you're an asylum-seeking plane funded by George Soros landing from the Middle East or North Africa, disgorging your payload. And it's the same all over Europe and blue cities in the United States, where criminals, illegal aliens, all sorts of foreign invaders and the homeless are all exempt from the martial law that they've already implemented. They just haven't publicly put that name on it yet, except for the California tyrant Newsom. He's come out and said he may declare it. And if he catches you outside your house, you're going to prison. Because if you're not a hardened criminal, you are not allied with him. If you're a good, hardworking American, he's here to show you he's your master and use this man-made virus to destroy your freedom forever. We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You could have labor strikes. You could have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect, and some good things have come out of it. But now we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we're talking about the restrictions on the First Amendment being put on by Twitter. They've now become information police, doing the same thing the FDA is doing. Don't you share any research that we haven't approved. We will tell you when and if you can use anything. Everything is prohibited by us unless expressly permitted. That is exactly. The opposite, diametrically opposed, upside down, inside out, what the 9th and 10th Amendments say. But we're talking about the First Amendment as well. And so that's also being shut down by the FDA, by Twitter. Don't you question anything that the federal authorities say. Don't you talk about any kind of treatment, even if it's not harmful. Don't tell anybody about that. We don't want them to try anything. We want them locked down until we've got drugs or vaccines, and then we'll let them out once they get their little wrist bracelet. And now when it comes to telling people they can't exercise, freely exercise religion, we've got an interesting development that's coming up here. We're going to get to the Second Amendment here in just a second, but we're working our way down. We're still on the First Amendment because there's so many different infringements of all of our basic liberties have been given to us by our Creator God, not by government. If government has to tell you, give you permission to do something, they're not rights. They're privileges, government-granted privileges. And, of course, that is from the very beginning. That has always been Joe Biden's view of our relationship to government, that they tell us what we can and cannot do, that we do not have any rights
that come from God, because government is God, right? That's the bottom line. Well, what do the churches think? You've got AP saying coronavirus gathering bans raise religious freedom questions. They're going to come into place this Sunday. Now, you had this last Sunday, you had several leaders who a lot of churches were still meeting on Sunday. And they said that includes two churches whose pastors are very close to President Trump. They held in-person services amid public health worries over the pandemic. But they say it's changing this week. Those pastors who have political ties to President Trump, they are self-censoring themselves. We have Pastor Robert Jeffress, who has a big mega church in Dallas, I think it is, First Baptist mega church. Yeah, it is in Dallas. Dallas, not the Texas governor, but these various local areas, Dallas and Austin and Houston, have enforced their own restrictions. So in Dallas, they have limited the gatherings of more than 500 people. So he said he will only hold online worship services. There's a Florida church where Paula White is very close to President Trump. She's the pastor at that church. They're going to only do online. Jeffress calls himself, says that we need to have a fearless church, but he said on Tuesday, Christians should take a common sense approach to protect their health. Well, I don't know. In my Bible, it says the die is cast into the lap, but the decision is from God. I don't know. I like to exercise my rights, especially when they are in relation to my Creator God who gave me those rights, and I will leave the decisions with Him. I'm not afraid of government. These people at Liberty University have Jerry Falwell saying they plan to resume classes next week. That's not a religious service. It's just classes. But he said, we're going to try to obey the Virginia governor's arbitrary order of restricting the gatherings to more than 100 people. Wait a minute. I thought President Trump said 50. They're getting kind of slack there in Virginia. Jerry Falwell Jr. said, all we're trying to do is obey the law. Well, I agree. We should obey the law. Question is, what is the law? Is the law what comes out of the mouth of Fauci or Collins or some other health official? Is the law what comes out of an executive order from the president? What is the king in America? The king is the Constitution. The king is law. Lex rex. Law is king. That was the principle on which this country was founded. These people take office and swear an oath to the Constitution. Why? Because the Constitution is the king. The Constitution is the supreme authority. Not the governor, not the president, not the health official, not the bureaucrat. The Constitution is what they swear an oath to. They are merely temporary stewards. The king is the Constitution. And they have shown themselves to be liars, oath breakers, and untrustworthy lawbreakers. That's my understanding of Romans 13. In Louisiana, another pastor, Tony Spell, said that he would not permit any dictator law to stop worship there. There you go. Finally, we found a guy in the spirit of John Knox, in the spirit of John the Baptist. We will obey God rather than men. Then let's move on to the second amendment here. California City issues their coronavirus emergency. We've had three of them. As a matter of fact, this is in this Breitbart story. I think they got the name wrong. I don't think it's Frenzo. I think it's Fresno. It's a typo error. But anyway, this city, whether it is Frenzo or Fresno, they have started out by suspending. You know, they've also got a general curfew. They closed all the bars. They've ordered a price or rate freeze on all consumer goods and hotels. They've ordered a halt to gasoline sales, except as fuel pumped into vehicles' gasoline tanks. They can't stock up on any of that, but you still can right now. They're getting pretty liberal here. I mean, how are we going to survive this coronavirus, this COVID-19, if you can still put gas in your tank? We got to stop that. Who's going to stop that? Well, maybe we have Gavin Newsom stop that for us. That's just got to be stopped. And they also want to suspend the sale of firearms and ammunition and suspend the sale of alcohol. Now, I looked at these first, and those are the first two ones, right? Suspend the sale of firearms, ammunition, and then the second one is suspend the sale of alcohol. Now, I'm assuming that doesn't mean the hand sanitizer, but when I look at those, it kind of reminds me that we're going into a repeat of the Indian reservations, right? Don't give those Indians any firearms or firewater, right? They view us as hostiles. They're setting up an Indian reservation system. They're throwing out the Bill of Rights. They're throwing out our liberty, our independence, our judgment. They don't want to inform us. As a matter of fact, if they give us any models, any mathematical models, any long-range predictions based on a lot of assumptions, don't you question their models? Don't you question their assumptions? You're not allowed to look at their data, just like we've seen with the climate scare stuff. And if you question any of that, you're going to be shut down by Twitter, by everybody else. It's not going to be long before it's going to be a criminal offense. This is where this is headed, folks. They're coming after every civil liberty that we've got, as they talk about. Increasingly, you see report after report. Oh, we got this 18-month pandemic item. And that was the report that was put out by a British organization. They reportedly put out that for President Trump on Friday, that everybody is saying, well, that's what changed his mind. Yeah, you know, just like the P dossier. It's exactly like the P dossier. And now they've released their 100-page report. They declassified that, made that for public release, just so that we can get used to the idea. Just so that we get used to the idea of 18 months. And that way, if they only keep us locked down for 4 months, we feel like, oh, that was good. Because, you know, next time it'll be a little bit more. And we have the National Guard rapidly increasing its deployment. I pointed out yesterday, I forget what the multiple was, something like 100 times or 1,000 times the number of people that were in the hospital for COVID virus with the deployment of the National Guard in Georgia. And that's really what we're seeing. That's how out of control this response is. As C.J. Hopkins points out, just obey. Obey. The COVID-19 global lockdown and disaster capitalism. It's only a matter of days or hours until nearly everyone on earth is infected and either dying in agony or alone and suffering mild, common, cold-like symptoms. Or maybe no symptoms whatsoever. But, you know, we've got to shut down all of society and we've got to do it real quickly. And quite frankly, they've done a great job. If you really wanted to destroy the global economy, they've been able to trash everything by executive order faster than they were ever able to do with the Great Depression. And folks, they've crashed the supply of storable food, but we still have supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are not scalping the prices either. As a matter of fact, we cut them the other way. 20 to 50% off all of our supplements, vitamins, minerals, other things that are going to help you to increase your health and better deal with the challenges, if there are any. Average discount 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. and they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have parents, they say, are losing their minds having kids at home during the coronavirus. That's a report from the New York Post. My wife sent this to me, and she said, isn't this sad? And it really is. This is a 37-year-old Brooklyn lawyer and mother of two. She asked for her name to be withheld for work reasons. Work reasons. She said, everything is out. Toys are everywhere. It's complete mayhem in here. Do you know how hard it is to research and to write while I have two effing kids running around? Seriously. She hates these kids. They're not teenagers who have been psychologically weaponized by a by a perverted school system. No. She's not calling them effing kids for that. I mean, if you send your kids off to that institution, wait, if she calls them effing kids when they're 4 and 5 years old, wait till they've been schooled for another 10 years. But no, this is a boy 4 and a girl 5. And she says she's having to stay on top of their schoolwork for weeks on end. And it's more than she can do. Wait a minute. You've got homework for a kid who's 4 and 5 years old? Why aren't they exploring? Why aren't you enjoying them? Oh, your work is more important, isn't it? That's the sad thing about that. That's how we get into this kind of situation. That's how we become sheep who believe everything that the government tells us. This is the way we do it. We turn them over to the institutions. We don't have any family relationships. One of the key things that they're doing in these shutdown orders in California, you do not have any friends. You do not have any family. You're not going to be able to do any work unless, and this is key, unless you can work from home. Now, once this is lifted off, and they will lift it off this time before we go into revolution, because it's a boiling frogs process. It's a, you know, gradual. Two steps forward, one step back. Now, during this process, the people who can work from home, they say, well, this is great. I had fast internet so I can work from home. And everybody's going to say, I've got to have that 5G so I can work at home when they do this to us again. And it will happen again because we just know that it will. They tell us that it will. And of course it will. They will pull this trick again on you because you fell for it this time. They're going to do it again because you fell for it. And they're conditioning you to beg for 5G. The privacy-destroying, body-destroying 5G. You're going to beg for it so you can work from home. You don't want to be messing around with these effing kids like this lawyer mother is saying. That's really sad. You know, she doesn't realize that she could enjoy her kids. Maybe she should ask if anybody who wants kids should adopt them. Instead, what you see from people like this 37-year-old lawyer mother with her 4 and 5-year-old kids, you know, for her, the school's most important function is to be a babysitter. And she's going to find to her consternation that it's not just babysitting and daycare. It is psychological condition, and she's not going to like the end product that she gets in a few years. But, you know, in the meantime, I don't know, I guess not in New York. You can't go to Burger King anymore, right?
But in other places, because school has been closed and, you know, kids can't eat unless they go to school. That's what we're constantly being told. Yeah, this is a real hardship because these kids eat at school. So Burger King's going to offer free meals to people if they have their schools closed. Children are, quote, one of the hardest hit groups of America. I'd love to see that, you know, going back to when you used to be able to do comedy. Even had Harvard National Lampoon. End of the world, women and hardest, women and children hardest hit, right? Because they were just making fun of how they used these groups at the time. Of course, Harvard would never do that, and if they did, they would be shut down. I don't imagine they have that magazine anymore, but yeah, children are the hardest hit groups of Americans during this coronavirus panic, the panic-demic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In this hour, we're going to take a look at the dirty dealing senators and their insider trading. We're going to take a look at California governor's dictates as he becomes a dictator-in-chief of California, shutting everything down. But before we do, I was just talking about how Burger King is offering free meals because, you know, children are the hardest hit during this pandemic thing. And we've got the automobile manufacturers kind of following suit. Ford is offering to help with car payments to get people to buy the cars. Here's the problem. You know, they've already shut down the factories, these automakers here in America, because demand is just crashing. Nobody knows if they're going to be allowed to work. And you've got a lot of businesses where people cannot work because of fiat executive orders shutting them down, mayors, governors, and so forth. So all these people and business owners, employees and business owners and restaurants and small businesses, they've just been put out of work just like that. No reason except by government order. We're allowing that to be imposed on us. And you know, for all of you who are just joining, I've explained why the science and the epidemiology does not hold up to scrutiny. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. You don't even have to get into the numbers. You can just look at the previous actions of these government officials who have presided over Ebola and over many other coronaviruses, SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu. They were all coronaviruses. They were all pandemics. They were all compared to the 1918 flu epidemic. Didn't happen. But even though they said at the time, you know, bird flu is going to be just like the 1918 flu epidemic, just like they're saying now, they never called for these types of actions. So you know that this is bullshit. Sorry. Dump that for the radio. Every automaker is now offering incentives pretty much in the U.S. We've got, for example, Ford is offering a total of 6 months of payment deferrals. Three of those months will be paid for by the company. General Motors is offering zero interest loans for up to 7 years. If you've got good credit, they're also offering up to 4 months of payment deferrals. You're going to still have to pay it. I don't know what's going to happen. New customers for Fiat Chrysler can defer their payments for up to 90 days. Toyota and Lexus are also
offering payment deferrals, as is Nissan, 90 days, and Hyundai and Genesis also doing that for 90 days. Everybody is hoping, why the 90 days? What's special about that? Well, by that time, we're in the middle of summer, and don't tell anybody because Twitter will suspend you. During hot weather, the coronaviruses have a hard time surviving. Just so you know, don't tell anybody because they'll shut you down. Professionals are working tirelessly to discover which political party should be blamed for the virus, says Babylon Bee in their satire piece. I'll tell you who should be blamed. Both of them, Republicans and Democrats. This is bipartisan idiocy driving us into a depression. Again, the stock market's still horizontal, going about a, you know, 1.5% up after being down for the last couple of weeks, 50%, still not recovering. And then looking at politics briefly, as we talk about who's to blame, we've got Jonathan Turley talking about the debate that nobody watched this last Sunday. And now it's kind of a moot point. Everybody has dropped out of the race now. Tulsi Gabbard has dropped out and endorsed Joe Biden. The reason she's done that is because Joe Biden has got the nomination sewed up in terms of the number of delegates, but Bernie is still staying in. And I think the reason for that is that Bernie knows that he cannot be vice president because Joe Biden has already promised that he's going to have a woman be vice president. And he wants to balance out the ticket with somebody who doesn't have dementia. So I think that explains why Tulsi Gabbard has thrown her hat into the ring. This is a bid to become the promised woman vice president. But in the debate, Joe Biden made two pledges to voters. He asked his opponent to do the same, to nominate only a black woman to the Supreme Court. And that bothers Jonathan Turley, who is a lawyer. He says, what we're talking about here, even in the age of identity politics, the pledge to impose a gender and race requirement for the next Supreme Court nominee is as ironic as it is troubling. What Biden was declaring and what Sanders wisely avoided would effectively constitute discrimination in admission to the Supreme Court. That's right. This folks is saying, I'm only going to put a black person in. I'm only going to put a woman in. That is racism and it is sexism. But these people only see race and sex. They see no other qualifications. He said, indeed, the Supreme Court has declared that no such race or gender conditions are strictly unconstitutional for admission to public colleges. And yet, it would be required get into the Supreme Court. And then while we're still on politics for a brief moment here, get video clip number five ready. We have Hillary Clinton saying that maybe we should make voting by mail the norm. And I imagine that perhaps she's offering maybe email. Would that be okay? And she could provide the server. And maybe she could count the votes for us, too. that's a real key issue, and it's not really a joke because we have the same people, the same federal bureaucrats, military-industrial complex, and also who are creating these bio weapons labs, bio warfare programs. They are also the ones who are using Microsoft to guard the news to make sure that you don't see anything that's going to disagree with the establishment. It's not enough for them to have social media censorship. They also have to say, don't listen to anything from this site. But everything that you hear from the Washington Post, that's fine. Or the New York Times, that's fine. And like I pointed out when I talked about Twitter saying, we're going to censor anybody that questions what the government officials say about COVID-19. And anybody who says that this affects one particular group of people more than another, any gender or any nationality or anything, if you say that this is mainly affecting Asians or if you say that it's mainly affecting men and so forth, and yet the Washington Post, the same day that they imposed their restrictions, the same day Washington Post came out and said men are dying far more than women with this virus. But they will not shut down the Washington Post because there is a... You know, some news organizations are created more equal than others, and Microsoft has been chosen by DARPA to tell you which ones are more equal on Animal Farm. And they're doing the same thing using Microsoft
to make sure that the elections are going to not be interfered with, which tells me that they are going to be the ones interfering with the election. So, yeah, you want to have voting by mail, electronic voting. That's exactly what they've been pushing for. And that's another part of this, right? Just like I said, they're going to be begging for 5G because I can only work from home. Well, I can only vote from home, so we've got to have electronic voting. And they've already got the process in place to rig the electronic voting. It's called Election Guard. Election Guard. And so we have Dick Durbin, who has floated the idea, well, maybe maybe we could have voting in Congress that way. Let's play a little bit of that clip from Dick Durbin.
We have to think anew about the way the Senate does business. If we're telling people to do their work from home when possible, teleconferencing as opposed to being physically present at work,
make sure you get your 5G
to achieve the same thing. It's time for the Senate to wake up to the 21st century and to make sure we're using technology that allows us to communicate with one another without any danger or risk to public
health.
Would
you call that a smart Congress?
In addition to that, there's a more thorny and difficult question about how we can vote.
So you understand what this is all about, right? This is all a psychological program. They're now doing this. Oh, we got to get used to the idea that everything is going to be done at home. We're not going to be allowed to get out of our homes. They're going to tell us there's a boogeyman out there to get us. You're going to beg for fast internet. You know, they're putting speed limits on Netflix and so forth. So I've got to have 5G. I've got to have more bandwidth. Meanwhile, McConnell and Pelosi don't like that remote voting stuff too much. You know, they need to have people there in person. When we come back, we're going to talk about the insider trading that we saw from both Republicans and Democrats. I think that kind of explains why they want them there in person. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The noose is tightening incrementally. America is being put into hardcore martial law. The globalists have already economically closed the noose around our neck, and they're now saying it's not going to be 2 weeks or a month or 3 months, but 18 months, bringing us into the greatest depression the planet's ever seen. China says everything's fine now, and they're back to business. They launched their hysteria. They triggered the insanity. America took the bait, and now we're going down. Unless humanity awakens and understands the virus is man-made and understands that these restrictions overall are not being used to protect us from the virus, but are being used to set the precedent for a giant controlled system and permanent martial law that will be used to overthrow Trump and bring in pure globalist tyranny. This is the battle for the Republic happening now. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack, and President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at InfoWars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all. Last Sunday, InfoWars exclusively reported from White House sources that Trump was considering an interstate travel ban inside the United States, a form of martial law that's never been implemented in our history. Some folks said when it didn't come true that we'd made it up. What we said was he was considering it. And days later, it came out in mainstream news that indeed that was happening. Well, now we're getting intel that Trump's looking at declaring a national emergency this Sunday and doing just that, but he isn't sure if it's the right move. And boom, Governor Newsom comes out, says 40 million people can't leave their houses. That's martial law. And says he may officially declare martial law. The globalists, the leftists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, they're all setting the bar for massive martial law, or Trump hasn't done his job, and they'll blame every death on Trump. This is an extremely dangerous time. We're covering it live on the radio right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So we had Dick Durbin saying, you know, we are all just freaking out about the coronavirus. And, you know, especially here, we are in close contact with each other. We have these smoke-filled rooms. We do the backdoor deals, and we're all coming in from all over the country, flying in planes and so forth. So maybe we ought to think about remote voting. And Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi said, no way, not going to do it. Why is that? Well, let me give you a little bit of an insight here. You know, we've always been told that at Bilderberg, it's just a friendly get-together. Nothing to see here. It's just fine that you've got all of these elites and industry and these elite politicians getting together. There's nothing sinister at all about that. It's just a social gathering. I wonder if they're going to close that down because of COVID-19. When we were covering it in Copenhagen, my wife was at a side entrance, and Ed Ball, who is the shadow exchequer secretary, in other words, in the UK, the secretary of the exchequer, that's like the secretary of the treasury here. And they have the party that is not in power will say this person is essentially in that office, even though they're not in power. This is our shadow, Chancellor of the Exchequer. That's what they call him, Chancellor of the Exchequer. If we were in power, Ed Ball would be the guy that we have to be the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And he shows up at a side entrance. She got it all on video. He didn't have his badge on him. He's looking around. I don't know where it is. And he's pulling a suitcase behind him, and so he's desperate to get in. They won't let him in without showing any ID. It's like, you know me, I'm Ed Ball, right? And he was a pretty high-profile member of the British government, and especially when his party had been in power. So he opens up his suitcase, and the contents spill out, and it's nothing but paperwork. No toiletries, no cosmetics, no clothing, paperwork. And see, these people don't want to do any kind of electronic messaging because they know that that's not secure. That's why Hillary Clinton and DARPA are saying we all need to vote electronically. Let's do it by mail, or maybe we can just do it electronically. Just like we work from home, we can vote from home. They know it's not secure. Only paperwork if you're going to go somewhere like Bilderberg, because nobody can read that remotely. And you can get in these little rooms and you can hand that information around to people. And that's why they don't want you to have paper ballots, because that is also secure. So they're pushing this electronic voting. They're pushing working from home, all these different things, and also putting in place a lot of new surveillance technology and applications that can scrape all of your location data. We need to become China because of COVID-19. That's the bottom line, everything that we do.
And so Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi want the politicians there so they can meet behind closed doors like Bilderberg, and so they can do the kinds of things that are now coming to light about Richard Burr and Dianne Feinstein and James Inhofe and Kelly Loeffler. Is it Loeffler? I think is the way you pronounce it. I don't know. She's a senator. We've now found out that they all sold stock after they got a coronavirus briefing. That's right. I had Richard Burr, who's head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, was directly briefed on the coronavirus and then promptly sold up to $1.7 million in stock between January and February. Dianne Feinstein, on that same committee, sold up to $6 million in stock in the same period of time. Four times what Richard Burr sold. Kelly Loeffler, on the Senate Health Committee, also got an advanced briefing of what was coming, had insider knowledge, and she sold up to $3.1 million in stock starting the day, on the day that her committee was briefed by the CDC. James Inhofe sold up to $400,000 in stocks, including real estate, all on January the 27th. And so the two Democrats say, well, our stocks are held in trust and portfolios. We don't have any control over them. And, of course, they have no communication whatsoever with the people that are managing their portfolio. They would never tell them any insider information that they have, right? Burr and Inhofe have not commented. Now, we have the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. Oh, and if you take the first initial of each one of those, you get the acronym STOCK, the STOCK Act. Isn't that convenient? It was actually the Pelosi Act initially. CBS 60 Minutes a few years ago found that Nancy Pelosi had made a lot of money doing insider trading, exactly what everybody is outraged about these senators doing. She did it on a regular basis, and it was like, yeah, so what? There's no law against members of Congress doing insider trading. You know, we can send Martha Stewart to jail because not because she did insider trading, but because the FBI didn't like her answers. You know, that whole General Flynn nonsense. That, you know, you got 302. I think you got some conflicting answers here, so I'm going to send you to jail for that. Not that there's a crime, but, you know, we just don't like the way that you answered the questions. But Nancy Pelosi really did insider trading. And Nancy Pelosi didn't lie to the FBI. She lied to everybody, if you will. But no, she just said, what's the big deal? So, yeah, I used my position and my insider knowledge to make myself a multimillionaire. So what? I don't know. I don't know how Obama got so much money. I mean, this is a guy who never had a job doing anything until he got into politics. He was a community organizer. And somehow, he is now a multi-millionaire. Super rich. And I'm sure it wasn't any kind of inside information or anything like that that got Obama so wealthy. So what happened? These people collectively offloaded $11 million in stock just between these four senators. Kelly Loeffler, let's play that clip, video clip number 7. She was assuring everybody that everything was all well and good. She's doing that as she's selling the stocks privately. Video clip number 7.
We talked in the meeting today about some additional responses that the administration is looking to take to make sure that consumers are protected, that we have all the medical testing that we need, and that the economy stays strong. The good news is the consumer is strong, the economy is strong, jobs are growing. Our president has done a fantastic job making sure that we're in the best position to manage through this situation.
No problem. And then she runs out and goes, sell, sell, sell. the same day that she put out that message, she goes and dumps everything. But she says, no, even though my husband is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, and even though she immediately after she gave those reassuring words to the public, rushed out and sold $3 million in stock, it had absolutely no insider trading going on whatsoever. The stuff is held you know, she says, this is ridiculous, baseless. I don't make investment decisions. You know, it's not made with my husband, who's head of the New York Stock Exchange. He doesn't have anything to do with that either. We would never tell the people who manage this, I'm sure she's implying here, we would never tell them to go sell because we're about to melt down the economy and the stock market. We would never do anything like that. It's just a coincidence. And if you say otherwise, you're a conspiracy theorist, and you should be shut down, you conspiracy theorist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a critical article on NewsWars.com that links to press releases by the Swedish government that all air traffic into the country is shut down, except if you're an asylum-seeking plane funded by George Soros landing from the Middle East or North Africa, disgorging your payload. And it's the same all over Europe and bluest cities in the United States, where criminals, illegal aliens, all sorts of foreign invaders and the homeless are all exempt from the martial law that they've already implemented. They just haven't publicly put that name on it yet, except for the California tyrant Newsom. He's come out and said he may declare it. And if he catches you outside your house, you're going to prison. Because if you're not a hardened criminal, you are not allied with him. If you're a good, hardworking American, he's here to show you he's your master and use this man-made virus to destroy your freedom forever. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they use the man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopia novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launch their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals. It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now, Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, you're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law. About a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We look at Senator Kelly Loeffler. I think is the way you pronounce her name. Again, I just played for you the clip. She had a briefing with the CDC, and the same day she said, everything is fine, we got everything taken care of and so forth. She immediately goes out, and the first sale of the stock that was owned by her and her husband, who is chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. I understand. This is held in trust. She says, I don't have any control over this. I have no communications. I'm sure she's telling the truth about that. It's just coincidental that on the same day that she reassured everybody, and she was given a dire briefing by the CDC, but then she comes out and tells everybody everything's just fine. And that same day, she sold a tech stock, and that tech stock has now been reduced by 50%. That's the median amount that stocks have lost since this CDC imposed madness, this gaslighting, has taken effect. Stocks across the board have lost 50%. And again, you know, going back to the 1929 stock market crash, 11% on Friday, 12% on, you know, Black Friday, 12% on Black Monday. It's like, whoa, what's going on? Well, they bounced back a little bit, you know, the next day, about another 12% gained back. And we've seen a little bit of that happening. But it's been much worse. The carnage has been much worse. The unemployment figures are already where they were at Great Depression levels. And I would say beyond that, that they were already at 20%. Before any of these, 18%, before any of this stuff happened, and now we've had automobile manufacturers shutting down everywhere. We've had mandates from local and state governments to shut down restaurants and all small businesses and so forth. It's way beyond 20% now. And the peak unemployment during the Depression was 25%. Anyway, she makes her first sale that same day. She's telling, the CDC tells her, it's horrible. She comes out and says, everything's good, and sells the stock, which is now worth half of what it was then. During the same period, the couple made only two purchases, one of which was a stock in a teleworking company that has seen prices increase. Oh, yeah. See, that, to me, that is a smoking gun that says that something's going on there. Oh, she says it's just a coincidence, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. But they sell their stocks and put their money into a company that focuses on people working from home. And that's what everybody is being told. You got to get 5G. You got to get software from these companies so you can conference at home and work from home, because that's the future. We now are setting a precedent that the CDC or the NIH or your county health official can shut down all businesses immediately, within an hour, which is what we saw here in Austin. Everybody shut down. 1 hour from now, boom, you're gone. And you're not going to be able to run a bricks and mortar retail outlet or restaurant. And everybody else is going to be clamoring for 5G. Give it to me now. And they're getting us accustomed to this. You know, all of this stuff that was proposed, that is happening now, was proposed as part of the Green New Deal. And everybody laughed at them. But now nobody's laughing. Now everybody is completely panicked and begging for all of the control measures that were a part of the Green New Deal. And also begging for 5G. It's amazing. Amazing how this psychological, social engineering is going on. But yeah, she says it's just a coincidence. And then when you look at Richard Burr, February the 13th, Burr sold stock holdings in 29 different transactions. Now, he hasn't said that, my stuff was held by a third party. Now, she's saying, my stuff was held by a third party, and my husband, who's chair of the New York Stock Exchange, and I, we had no input on that at all. And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. Burr sold 29 different stock in 29 different transactions. He sold shares of stock in Wyndham Hotels and Resorts stock, and he sold shares of Extended Stay America. And, of course, the hospitality industry has been one of the worst hit during this collapse. The one thing he didn't do is go out and buy teleworking stock, right, like she did. He was heard, this is what makes it even worse for him, he was heard on a secret recording obtained by NPR telling members of what they call the Tar Heel Circle on February the 27th, 2 weeks after he had sold stock, that the coronavirus was much more aggressive in its transmission than anything that we've seen in recent history. It's probably like the 1918 pandemic, which is exactly what he was told by his handlers. They gave him that information. Of course, he doesn't check it. He just goes with what they say because he wants to keep his Twitter account, right? Don't question government authority figures. You won't keep your Twitter account. And then he came back and he said, well, the message I shared with my constituents is the one that public health officials urge us all to do. Right? I'm just spreading propaganda for the CDC. What's the matter with that? They just told me, go out and freak everybody out. It's going to be like 1918. Yeah. It's a shame that that we don't really have a 1918 back. Those people had backbones. Let's play a video clip number 6 of Tucker Carlson. He was saying that Burr must resign from the Senate and face prosecution. Tucker Carlson had this to say.
So you may have seen the news reports this afternoon. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee sold more than $1 million in stock in mid-February after learning how devastating the Chinese coronavirus could be. He had inside information about what could happen to our country, which is now happening, but he didn't warn the public. He didn't give a primetime address. He didn't go on television to sound the alarm. He didn't even disavow an op-ed he'd written just 10 days before claiming was America was, quote, better prepared than ever for coronavirus. He didn't do any of those things. Instead, what did he do? He dumped his shares in hotel stocks so he wouldn't lose money. And then he stayed silent. Now, maybe there's an honest explanation for what he did. If there is, he should share it with the rest of us immediately. Otherwise, he must resign from the Senate and face prosecution for insider trading. There is no greater moral crime than betraying your country in a time of crisis. And that appears to be what happened. We'll have more on the story tomorrow.
All right. And like I said, you know, we had the Pelosi Act. They eventually changed it to the Stock Act to shut down insider trading. But after everybody moved on in the news cycle, they went back and said, you know, it's an awful lot of paperwork that we have to go through. So they pulled back a lot of the requirements on that. So even if he did that as an ethical violation, it's not really clear based on the clawback that Pelosi and others did that he really violated the Stock Act. I don't know. We'll have to see how they reduced that act after nobody was looking. Now we move on to California. We got California Governor Gavin Newsom. He says, I've been told, you know, and he isn't going to question the science. As a matter of fact, that some of the best debunking of this nonsense coming out of the CDC, National Institutes of Health, the World Health Organization, is coming out of Stanford, right there in California. But he's not taking a look at that. He's been told that 26 million people in California will be infected with the coronavirus, 56% of our population over the next 8 weeks. So this tells you that he is hoping to keep people shut down for at least 2 months. He also says half of the homeless people could get it. So he is going to spend $50 million to convert hotels so the homeless can stay in them. And the state has acquired 1,300 trailers to use as temporary housing for the homeless. See, this is the warehousing of us all. This is where it begins, and it gets even more extensive. The city of Los Angeles is even worse, even more restrictive on what they're doing than what Gavin Newsom is doing. They are shutting everything, not just stay at home, stay in your house, beg us for 5G and maybe we'll give it to you after we let you out in a few months. This is unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, for your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. For X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack, and President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at InfoWars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Look out! Look out! Pink elephants on parade, here they come, hippity-hoppity. They're here, and there are pink elephants everywhere.
Yeah, you know, as we start having all these hallucinations about coronavirus, I don't know if it's the coronavirus is everywhere, pink elephants, but it quite literally came true. You know, you remember Dumbo. He had that long musical number with the pink elephants hallucination and everything. It's because he got drunk. You know, he dipped into some stuff, and now that is actually literally happening. And if you look at these pictures, these elephants who are passed out, they actually look kind of pink, don't they? Elephants break into a farm in self-isolation and they get drunk on whiskey. And what is also interesting about this is in the Yunnan province, I didn't know that China had elephants. The question is, I guess they'll never run out of food now. I mean, you can get a lot more meat out of one of those than you can out of a bat, putting it in a bit of a soup, right? Maybe it's elephant flu. Well, I seen a house fly. I seen a bird fly. I ain't never seen no elephant fly.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have the elephant flu. I've been told they did. The herd of 14 majestic beasts broke into a village in a bid to find food. However, they got cheeky extra for their efforts when they came across 30 kilograms. Well, that's about 60 pounds of corn wine. I don't know, maybe some volume as well. After drinking the lot, the elephants were somewhat the worse for wear. Two males passed out drunk in one of the tea gardens nearby. Pink elephants on parade. But, you know, it's not just that kind of hallucination. It is the panic that is being engendered. We have grocery delivery is straining to meet voracious demand, reports Wall Street Journal. We are, by fiat, by executive order, at all different levels of the government, being egged on by the federal government, which, you know, they have not formally declared martial law yet. But they have pushed this out and suggested that everybody in their local areas essentially do that. Don't blame President Trump. No, he's just encouraging everybody to do this. He hasn't done it himself. He hasn't made a formal declaration of martial law. And when he does, you better watch out. You better watch out. Do you know what martial law is about? You just think about not obeying an order from a officer, and you can be arrested and held indefinitely without any due process. Remember when we were talking about that, how Obama put in the NDAA back in 2012? Indefinite detention by the military? Oh, we'll never use that. We'll never use that. Obama then makes the CDC officials and the NIH officials, gives them the order, the ability to tell everybody to lock down in place. They'll never use that, of course. What are your rights under martial law? Well, if you're deemed to be a threat to the government or a terrorist for any reason, you can be held indefinitely without any due process, without any trial. An act as simple as disobedience to a commanding military officer or any other act that is deemed to be belligerent subjects you to arrest and physical detention under martial law. It'll operate basically just like kind of the rules that we have on social media. We got martial law on social media, don't we? I mean, it's the public square. It's the digital public square. They've said that over and over again. We used to have a Supreme Court that said, hey, even if a company owns the public square, it's still the public square. We still have a First Amendment, and the purpose of government is to protect free speech. And we're not going to let these people steal your rights any more than we would let them steal your property. But now they can. So, yeah, everything has been put in place, folks. Everything has been put in place, and you've been conditioned to accept that. As a matter of fact, Newsom, who just told everybody shelter in place, he's also threatened martial law. He did that about the same time he was putting that in. That's the next step. And he was saying, yeah, I think we're going to have to do this for at least 2 months. Grocery stores are straining to meet demand because just like Venezuela, when you have arrogant and corrupt officials that decide that they have the arbitrary power, whether they think, whether they have the delusion that they're smart enough to run the country from a central location or not, really doesn't matter. They've just got the power to do it. And they never do it well. Even the ones who think that they're going to be benevolent dictators, they don't have enough information to manage the economy. And so now we're seeing that in grocery deliveries. The supply chain is already starting to break down. We're going into this much, much more quickly than everything rolled out during the Great Depression. And this is a greater depression, and you should be concerned because it's not just the executive orders that are out there. This has been baked in by the actions of the Federal Reserve. So don't think that the Federal Reserve is going to get you out with more of the same. So while this is happening, Americans are now flocking to the safety of comfort foods. And it's going to work out for us kind of like it did those pink elephants. just pacify yourself. You know, go get some, load up on sugar and carbs and stay in your home. Shelter in place and get on the internet and then beg us for faster speeds. I don't think that's going to work out too well. As a matter of fact, along that line, that trend, you got a Texas bakery. Guys, pull up this picture of the Texas bakery that is selling poop and toilet paper cupcakes. They've actually capitalized on the craze. They've got the little emoji poop figure. They make that on the cupcakes, and then they have toilet paper cupcakes, and they also have a very nice arrangement that you can have for your party, your shelter-in-place party, where you have a centerpiece. It's a large, there it is right there. It's a large toilet paper roll surrounded by the little poop emojis. Only problem is you can't have a party. Oh, well, I guess you'll just have to eat all those cupcakes and cakes yourself. And then we find that almost half of coronavirus patients have digestive symptoms. It might have something to do with the way people prep. You know, when I had the Patriot nurse on, she said, if you're going to prep, make sure you don't go out and fill up your carts with things like Chef Boyardee or with, you know, cupcakes and things like comfort foods. Make sure you get stuff that's going to be healthy for you. That might be really, really good advice. And then Bloomberg is bragging about the fact that eating out may never be the same again in the U.S. Very grim prospects for restaurants that were already struggling with brutal competition and a stagnant pool of customers. To make matters worse, some chains have opted to expand aggressively in recent years. You have an oversaturated market, but now you've got, in addition to these financial processes, you've now got the government just coming out and saying, you're closed. 1 hour from now, you're going to be closed. I don't know when I'm going to let you open up again. How is this even remotely like America? It absolutely disgusts me that by fiat, they can impose what is essentially martial law. Because these people are going to be bankrupted if they stay open with fines. And if they stay closed, they're going to be bankrupted. You know, we have got to get out of this, folks. I know if you try to organize on social media, they will use that as a basis to shut you down. But if you do nothing, this is going to continue to metastasize just like it metastasized when we did nothing about the TSA. This is far more when we look at this. As a matter of fact, you know, one article compares what is going on with the mandated depression. Well, the cost of a Great Depression outweigh the risks of the coronavirus itself. And they talk a little bit about the demographics and things that I mentioned at the beginning of the program. And then they say a depression will ruin 330 million lives, not 4 million. It's going to have, as we plunge the nation into depression, it will not only kill businesses, it will addict millions of us to welfare. That's precisely what they want. When you go back and look at this, you've got, as I pointed out the other day, you've got a Republican senator saying, well, this looks a lot like socialized medicine, what we're proposing, or universal basic income, but in a crisis like this, what are you going to do? And so we are enacting all of the control. Smart cities, we got to have smart cities because you need to be able to work from home. Everything that these people wanted, their entire shopping list, as they shut us down and punish us. It's like time out until you give us a green light to do everything that we've been planning to do for decades. It's time to wake up, folks. Look, if you want to keep yourself healthy instead of going out and loading up on comfort foods, as much fun as those emoji cupcakes are, you need to get serious about your health and do take it seriously. I mean, you know, I don't take this is the reaction that we've had from government is way overboard compared to the risk. Understand that there are risks, but understand that they are not the risks that they're telling you. The real risk is what they're doing to our system here, our delivery system, and the fact that we cannot even sell storable food anymore. The grocery stores are having trouble getting storable food. The same thing is going to happen with supplements. Right now, you can get supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, 20 to 50% off. The average discount is 40%. Get the products that are going to keep you healthy in this mandated lockdown. That's it for today. And one more thing, we also have to end judicial tyranny. But now it is spread out over the entire bureaucracy.